All right, so we're going to do tonight the mitzvah of Emunah. I'm going to try my best to stay away from the classics for the most part. I mean, there's some classic ideas, but I'm going to try my best to not, you know, really build on the classics, but really take a little bit of a different angle in the mitzvah of Emunah. I think it builds off each other. We'll start from the very, very classic idea, but we'll shift from there, in the beginning. So if you look at the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, the first mitzvah, mitzvah say Aleph, HaMitzvah HaRishona Hi Yatzivu Asher Tzivanu LaHa'amin HaElokus. So the first mitzvah is to believe in God. V'hu Shena'amin Sheyesham Allah V'siva. There is some kind of original cause. Hu Po'al L'chol HaMitzvos. He's the one who made everything that's in existence. V'hu Amru Yisbarach. And this is what the Torah says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Usof Kamar Makos, I'm retiring Mrs. Nemr Lil Moshe Messina, my Kra, Torah Tivalana Moshe, Kalar Minyan Torah, the Gematria is Torah, which is 611. Vihikshu Alzev, I'm retiring Gematria, Hachi Havi Shisme, Vichadzari, Havi Vahisachuva, Nochi, Vloye, Mipiag Vursham. Right, so the Rambam here, interestingly also, is bringing a proof. Which, again, you would seem to think is not really necessary. Why does he need a proof from a Gemara? I'm not a Bucky in Rambam Hilchos Mitzvos, but I don't see a mitzvah. I don't think he usually brings a proof for why he needs to defend the mitzvah from a Chazal, right? But seemingly, he's already prepared for the fact that the Bahag famously did not count as a mitzvah, right? So he's bringing this Gemara Makos as some sort of a defense, as opposed to just relying on the pasuk in the Torah. So hinei yisbar lecha ki anochi Hashem echlal sheish meos ha-shosh esrei mitzvos v'hitzivoi be'emuna kamoshe be'arnu. So the first of the 613 mitzvos is a mitzvah to believe. Now, a lot of ink has been spilled. We could give a whole shiur on this topic, which is what exactly is the mitzvah of Emunah of the Rambam, right? So we'll just, outside for a minute, go through a little bit of the, we'll say, raid on the conversation. What exactly is this mitzvah lahamin? What's the mitzvah to believe according to the Rambam? So the major discussion is, there's a lot of major discussions. One of the major discussions is the fact that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says the mitzvah is lahamin, to believe. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka in the very beginning says the mitzvah is leida, to know that Hashem exists. There's a big discussion about what does that mean. Is it to prove God's existence? Is the mitzvah to kind of philosophize the fact that God exists? If you look in the Rambam in Mor Nebuchim, the Rambam spent a lot of time, to prove the existence of God through logical proofs. The simple pshat in the Rambam would seem to be, I think the simple pshat in the Rambam seemed to be that he felt that it was a great need to prove the existence of God or Salvechik in many places. You could look in Vikashna Misham, you could look in Alat Shuvah, the Salvechik in a number of places, really based on Kantian philosophy. Kant was really the one to show that you can't really prove God, so the Salvechik spends a lot of time to show that the Rambam didn't really mean that. When the Rambam was philosophizing, that wasn't really the mitzvah of Emunah, because you can really the mitzvah of Emunah is something else. It's not 100% clear what the Rambam's mitzvah of Emunah is, but what it seems to be clear, and this is what the part that we're going to diverge from the Rambam in a few minutes, is that the mitzvah is to believe in the existence of a God who created the world. That seems to be to believe that there's a God, right? And he's the one who is the cause for everything that is in existence. The reason that I say it that way is because according to the Rambam, there's nothing particularly Jewish about believing in God, and we'll get in a minute why that's important, but according to the Rambam, it's really just a belief in a God, right? There's a belief that there is a God, capital G, who created the world, and who is the cause for everything that exists. That's kind of whether that you have to prove that, do you not have to prove that, you just have to believe that, that seems to be the mitzvah according to the Rambam. Any comments? We're good? Okay. Let's look at the Rambam.
When you use the word a God, it makes the mind... One can make an error, perhaps, and say, okay, there is...
The God?
Here and a God, yeah.
Okay. God,
yeah.
Correct. A singular God. I guess I meant God as opposed to Hashem, but I guess I meant that in there's really no difference between those two, but I guess I meant that as opposed to a Jewish God or something that had to do with Judaism, right? If I was not Jewish, right, it's interesting that this is not one of the Shemitz of Noah, right? But I would think it's meaning it almost feels like it's not unique to Jews, that's all, right? Meaning it's a mitzvah to believe in a God, which is unique to Jews, correct? I'm saying my point is that in the description of the mitzvah, it's believe there's a God, right? So let's see the Ramban in source number 2. So the Ramban says, Amru b'mechilta, he quotes a mechilta. Lo yelecha lekim achir ma'panai. Lama ne'amar. Why doesn't he say that? Lefi shehu omer no chishem lokecha. Because it said before, I'm Hashem your God, so therefore don't have other gods. Mashal lemelech. And this is the mashal. The king, shenichnas lemedina. He enters into a town, a province. Amrlo lavadav gazer lem gzeros, right? So his slaves say, okay, give these guys gzeros. Seemingly this king didn't just enter in a nice way to say hi, he just conquered this area, right? He conquered this town, this province, and he said, the slaves say, okay, make gzeros. Amr lahem. Lav kishiyakibu machos, exer lem gzeros. Shim machusi and makam gzeros, I hechem akaimen, right? So the king says back, whoa, slow down. I can't start making rules. First, they have to accept me as the king. Once they accept me as the king, I can make gzeros. But if they don't accept me, so what are they going to do? They're not going to do my gzeros. So, kach amar hamakom liYisrael. This is what Hashem said to Yisrael. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Lo yilecha lekim achirim al panai. Ani hu shekibat aleichem achus ha b'mitzrayim. I am the king that you accepted my malchus b'mitzrayim. Amrohein, kishim shekibat amachusai, kiblu gzerosai, lo yilecha. And that's why they say, okay, now that you accepted my malchus, I am Hashem your God, now accept my mitzvos, which start after that, right? The implication of this, right, is not super clear. Is this a support of the Rambam, or is this against the Rambam, right? Is the idea to accept first my malchus and then my gzeros, right? It sounds like malchus is separate from the gzeros. So if you look at the Rambam continuing, Vim kol zera isi labal halacha shelo yimna osa mitzvah b'chal taryag. He says, right, I saw that the Bahag doesn't count this as a mitzvah. But dibur lo yilecha v'niyas rabos lo yilecha losas l'shtachalem lo sabdim. Right? And therefore he says, right, but the Bahag does count a lot of different losases in the second of the Aseret Dibros of lo yilecha. V'im kin yom pi agvura chamesh mipish moshe sheish meos u'shmona. Right? Lo minyan Torah. Okay, so he doesn't like this, right? For a technical reason, that if that's against the Chazal, because then if it's true that there are five different lo sases and lo yilecha, then you really have five that you heard from Hashem. Okay. But this is the important part to me. Vanerami daito, shalabal ha'alachos, she'in minyan taryag mitos elek zero sav yisbarach, shagazra aleinu la'asos o mano shalo nasa. Aval ha'amuna b'metziyuso yisale, shahuda osano eleinu ba'osu mosim, ubegiloi hashchina leinenu, who are Iker v'hashoresh shemimenu noldo hamitzos lo yimna b'cheshbeinan. Right? So says the Ramban, explaining the Bahag thought that you only count gzeros, right? Because the emuna in his existence, right, is what leads, right, to all the mitzvos, right? But the pshat is that it's not a mitzvah to, of course, if you're going to do the gzeros, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not one of the mitzvos, that's just the hanacha that you're going into, that's the premise that you're stating that you have to believe that. But who ma'imra chachamim? That's exactly what this chazal was saying. Amru lo, gazer lehem gzeros. The people said, make gzeros. Amru lehem. Lav kishikadu malchus, gazer lehem gzeros. Right, first they have to accept my malchus. Asu kabalas hamalchus, inyim ipneasmo. Therefore, there's two separate things. First, they accept my malchus, and then they do my mitzvos. That's the way that the Ramban explains the Bahag. Right now, there are different ways that we can formulate this, and again, this is all, to me, like precursors to what I really want to get to, but there are ways you can formulate that. Is the Ramban saying in the Bahag that it's so pashut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, therefore it's not a mitzvah? That's one way to go about it, right? Or it could be very technical. It's not necessarily pashut. I mean, he's not necessarily arguing. The Bahag and the Rambam aren't arguing on the fundamentals of how obvious it is to believe in a God. They're just arguing on, is that a mitzvah? Is there a commandment to believe in it? Or is that just it's a prerequisite to the existence of it, right? So, in a ksuba, right, we write the obligations that a husband has for a wife, right? It's not a particularly romantic document, right? Now, you can argue that's because, okay, it's a legal document. Or you could also argue that, like, if they're getting married, there's an assumption that, of course, there's going to be the basic love, right? There's going to be the basic, right? Okay, and we're dealing with the technicals, yeah, because that's what's right. So, ki'ilu, right, lahavdil, right? In our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the basics is that we believe in God. Yeah, that's the given, that's the premise, that's why this all started, right? And then after, okay, the mitzvos, right, are what we count, are the things that we do, right? What do you even do, which is really the question, what do you even do to believe in emunah? What is the mitzvah of emunah? If you were going to say the Rambam's mitzvah of emunah, and I'm actually asking that rhetorically now, what is the mitzvah of emunah? What is it? What is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of emunah according to the Rambam? To actively believe that God created the world, to know that He exists. To what is it? I'm not rhetorical. What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of emunah?
To believe in God, and that the cause and effect is God.
Scharvonish?
No, cause and effect. In other words, not necessarily scharvonish. That comes later.
So what is?
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is.
In control.
Yeah. Hmm?
In control.
He controls.
Yeah, that's wrong. Or is it just monotheism? I think it might just be simple, like monotheism. Like so what? That there is a God, and that's.
Is it one time? Is it daily? Is it constant?
You're asking about the Kiyum Mitzvah. That's a whole.
What is the mitzvah? I'm saying it's a mitzvah, right? So I'm saying, what's the mitzvah? No, I'm saying it's a commandment. You're saying the mitzvah, we're saying it's a kiyum to believe in monotheism.
Right.
Believe in the fact that one God created the world, and He's the one who runs the world.
So the Anokhi Hashem Elokeinu is sort of a preamble.
In the Rambam or in the Bahag?
No.
In the Bahag.
In the Bahag, right.
Correct.
It's because of the fact that I am there, therefore.
Correct.
Now I'm going to tell you 10 things.
Exactly.
It would come out according to the Rambam that in theory you could not do this mitzvah and do all the other mitzvahs. I mean, that would be very hard to imagine.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's why the Bahag makes sense. That's the Bahag almost makes sense. Right? I mean, how could you do anything? Right. Nothing gets off the ground unless you believe in God, right? So it's not. Can't be one of, right? It's a preemptive, right? The Maharal writes very beautifully, which is, again, this is not our topic tonight. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, I believe it's Perek Lamed, something in that area. I think it's Perek Lamed, writes very beautifully. That's why the mitzvah is not phrased as like, you know, believe in God, right? It's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a statement because there's no room for not, right? It's not Hashem saying, believe in me. Hashem saying, I'm Hashem your God, right? Now, you could choose to whatever, but I'm saying that's even why the Maharal says that's why the mitzvah is formulated that way. It's a very strange mitzvah, right? There's no other mitzvah that's not formulated in a way of do something, right? Even if the do is, right, kabo, you know what I'm saying, something, but I'm saying, but there's a mitzvah is just, right, like there's no action. It's just, I'm Hashem your God, right? And that's why he says it. There's nothing to... So... I saw this summer, I bought this summer the Drashas Haran. I've always been interested to learn the Drashas Haran. I never did. I went through a bunch of Drashas this summer. I was very taken by the Drashas Haran. I think they're fascinating. It's a plug for the Drashas Haran.
When did you give them? Like, when were they supposedly...
I don't know.
Was it like
in this town? Yeah, I think so. In this town, yeah.
And he wrote them up, supposedly?
I assume so. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I didn't read the introduction, to be honest with you, but I assume so.
Podcast.
I assume he wrote them up. So in Drasha test here, again, this may, once we finish it, seem obvious, but I will tell you I had never seen this formulation until this summer of just, again, the definition of what is the mitzvah of emunah is very, very different than the Rambam. He actually argues explicitly on the Rambam. So if you look at he started here in Drasha test, this is not the whole Drasha, this is a part of it. He says, "V'hu she'ein etzli ha-mitzvah rishona, she'hanochi Hashem Elokecha, la'hamin she'yesham ila v'siba she'upo l'chol ha-mitzvah k'mo shekasuv ha-ravza." He says, it's not what the Rambam says. "V'ein lashna pasuk mora al zeh klal, im hayoshu b'chal devarav." He says, it's not what the pasuk's talking about, right? Even if it's yes, it's part of what the pasuk's talking about. And I think what he says, the reason why I think it's like, it's you read it and it's almost like, yeah, that sounds obvious, but it really isn't the thrust of the Rishonim that I saw prior to the Ran. He says, "Aval ikar ha-mitzvah etzli, l'hamin b'chlal, she'ish Torah min ha-shamayim." The real ikar of the mitzvah is so that Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Shadavar Hashem yisparach magi elenu," that the word of Hashem reaches us. "Ulefichach pasach v'yamar anochi Hashem Elokecha, v'ashem ha-nechbar hazem and ha-dariosos, humora al-ila ha-mukhiyavis ha-metzias," meaning, I am Hashem, your God, right? It's not just a focus of I am Hashem, I'm Hashem, your God, right? That the shem havaya is more on the fact that he's mechayav the metzias, v'ze lo ba al-tzad ha-mitzah, al-tzad ha-davar ha-pashat she-yabodim kvar, she-lo ha-ilam safek la she-yabodim mechayav metzias. We weren't questioning that Hashem's our God, of course he's our God. Aval ma she-hay mechayav Hashem ha-achshav, u-mitzvah she-yaminu bo, meaning, right? The fact that I'm Hashem, yeah, that's not the chiddush of the pasuk. Of course you're Hashem. We know that, right? The chiddush is I'm Hashem, your God. I'm Hashem that connects to you. Right? That's why it says, what's the next thing? That I took you out. It's so beautiful, the language. Like you said, your friend, you don't recognize me? I'm the one who took you out of Egypt, right? We already know that Hashem is the one who created the world. That's natural to people. Of course you can argue that. That's the source of everything. Meaning what he's saying is, and again, I think what the formulation is nuanced, but it's important. The mitzvah is not to believe in monotheism, right? The mitzvah is not to believe that there's a God. The mitzvah is to believe that he's our God, and that he communicates with us, and that he wants us to serve him, right? That's the mitzvah. So the ikar mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, according to the Ran, is not the beginning of the pasuk. It's Asher Sasichem Eretz Yisrael. It's that I'm the God who took you out of Egypt. I'm the one who gave you all this whole book. I'm the one who gave you this Torah, and it comes from me. And that taka needs a mitzvah, right? Because if you look through, again, all the Rishonim and the philosophers who try to prove the existence of God, right? You can only prove the existence of God, right? You're not going to prove the existence of Torah Meneshamayim. It's clear in the Rambam and every other philosopher afterwards, right? That Torah Meneshamayim is Kabbalah, it's Mesorah, right? Torah Meneshamayim is not going to be, again, yes, there's the concept of mass revelation, but that's, again, when we talk about proof, right? Meaning you're proving that there's an existence of a God that must have created the world. Okay. The Ran's saying, that's a given. That's not, and I think what he's saying, and I'll just say it in different words, and that's why I started the way that I did with the words that I was using, is that that's not a Jewish thing. That's a belief right. in God. Okay, great. Believe in God. That's beautiful, right? The Jewish concept and the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and I think he says, if not right here in what a quote that I gave you, I'm pretty sure he says it in a different part of this drasha. That's why it's unique to Jews, right? It's not a mitzvah for Goyim, because the mitzvah is not for them to be Torah Neshmaim. They have to do certain things to make sure they stay in line. But Jews, right, they have to believe that the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he gave it to us, and he's communicating to us, and he's talking to us, right? And that's a very different mitzvah emunah, right? According to the Ran, and that's why I never saw this until this summer, right? Just to, on a very fundamental basis, right? The mitzvah of emunah is not to believe that there's a God who created the world and there's a monotheistic God. Yes, that's true, right? But the mitzvah, what makes it unique, is to believe that this God talks to us, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us, and Hashem relates to us through the Torah. That's the mitzvah of emunah. If you turn the page, and this is, gets a little bit drushy, up until now I think it's, again, it's all drush a little bit, but it's more halachic. If you turn the page, I think we're going to develop what emunah really means. And again, maybe it's all obvious that we're going to talk about tonight. I hope it's all obvious we're going to talk about tonight. But I think it's important just to articulate what emunah is, and then, you know, how it relates back to this. The word emunah, like, what does that even mean, the word emunah, right? So there's a Ramban in Bereishis. It's on the pasuk that doesn't reference emunah. The pasuk says, Katonti mikol hachasadim mikol mishrasis avadecha, right? It's Yaakov Avinu saying that he's nervous, that he's not going to get the schar. I've done so little. I don't deserve the chesed and the emes, right, that you gave to me, right? So the Ramban here is bothered by what exactly does this mean, chesed and mikol ha-emes, right? It says, v'anocha me'eni ka-chasadim ha-kayamim yikru emes. So the Ramban reads, mikol ha-chasadim mikol ha-emes, right? That the emes here means, what does it mean, the truth? It means, kihim gzeres emuna, right? It's from the language of emuna, right? Meaning that it's kayim, right? Ki achasadim kayamim yikru emes. Things that are kayim, things that are established, things that don't move, right, are considered emes, milakshon of emuna. Kitam v'neman beislam lafad olam. Again, that your house is established and your malchus forever, right? Inyan kiyum, it's a language of being established. Lacho nasamim v'ne'emanim, again, that the bread is given, their water is established. Kasher amar hayot yali kamo achzav mayim lo ne'emanim. Again, similar idea from Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that the language of emuna, which is an interesting translation and formulation, the language of emuna is language of kiyum, right? It means something that's established, something that's firm, right? If you look in Rashi as well, Rashi seems to say the same idea. Rashi and Bereishis a little later on, v'sachichem ha-katon taviyu elai, right? This is mi amar al mi. Little interactive.
Yosef is telling the brothers.
Okay, there you go. He's telling his brothers, right? What do I need you to do? I need you to bring your younger brother to me, Binyamin, right? And what's going to happen?
V'yamnu
divreichem, right? And that will be ma'amin devreichim. Right? Again, what's the language of emunas devreichim here? It says Rashi, yis'asmu v'yis'kaimu. Right? It's going to mean that your words will be proven true and established. Like,
validation.
Right? Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's an establishment of the truth of your words. So why am I bringing that out? So I just think that it's an important formulation, right? That emuna is a language of kiyum, a language that's established and that's solid. Ramosh Shapiro, in a sefer that I highly recommend called Re'ei Emuna, established the idea at length, right, that Emuna is something that's solid and firm. And there's a formulation I think I've shared here. This year I've been learning a lot of Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, and I thought that he has a beautiful formulation of what Emuna is that I wanted to share here in this next source, and then we'll end with probably my favorite source in Emuna. The Das Torah of Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, he says the following, on Parshas Vayishlach, Ki Emuna hi mida kazos, Mida asher shema emuna. Emuna is this mida that's called emuna. What does that mean? Emulashim kabbalam nira zeh or hemuna. It's called the light of emuna, metzias kedusha, unishma kedusha, hanikres emuna. So what is this mida? Mahusa shal mida zu is I hishtanus. So again, I just thought that formulation is very interesting. Says Rav Yerucham that what is emuna? It means that you don't change. You're unfathomed. You're unfathomed, right? No matter what happens, right, you're unchanged. Kisha adam zocha lemida zu, Ina nasan lishinuyim, right? When he has this mida, he's not going to be changed. Ina yachal lishtanos b'shum ofen, k'mo she'emes ina sheker, right? Just the same way emes doesn't become sheker, this person is unchanged. Lo nishal kla lama ha'emes ina mishakeres. You don't ask yourself, well, why is the truth not lying? Ki alo zui mitzuyu so shal zu ha'mida shal I ha'shekers. Emes hi ha'hefe shal machlef diburo. Emes is the opposite of someone who changes his words, someone the opposite, right? It just doesn't happen. Just like fire that burns, it doesn't just go out. Ki teva eish kenu, livor. That's what fire does. Ki yesh lahavin inyan emuna, ki zuhi mida kazos, shel I hishtanus. That's exactly what emuna is. It's this idea of I hishtanus, of not being changed. I thought that formulation to me, again, I thought to me it was a very interesting formulation, right? What's the essence of emuna? It's being unchanged, right? It's that meaning whatever happens, just to articulate what I think he's saying in words, right? In our words, right? Is that whatever happens in life, right? I'm unchanged. It doesn't mean I don't have emotions, right? It doesn't mean I don't react to things, right? I don't think he's saying don't react and don't have emotions, don't have, you know, sadness, don't have... He's not saying that. He's saying that in my core, though...
Your emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what right. He hits you with... It does not. It's not changing.
Right. Correct. Meaning the emuna, right? The mida, that core mida of where I stand, right, isn't going to be changed even with the wind blowing me in one direction or the other. My emotions may sway one direction or the other, but the core is not changing. And he says, right. That's why he says, "Atel shemida zuhi choma chazaka barzo." And then he says, "There's devarim yeshem yishem hechusrei emuna." Right. There are things that are lacking emuna. Right. Someone who changes their words. Right. The Gemara talks about in Bar Mitzvah, someone who goes back, right? Let's say I say I'll do a chesed and I go back on it, right? It's a mechusra emuna. It's actually an unknown halacha, but it's an important halacha, right? If I offer a chesed, right, it's actually a very big shad if I'm allowed to go back on it, right? If Avram says I'm going to the airport tomorrow and I say, oh, I'd love to drive you, I'll take you to the airport, right? It's not so pashut that just because something comes up, I'm allowed to call Avram. It's actually discussed in poskim, right? And now back out of that chesed, right? I committed myself to a chesed, right? So there's no payment. Okay, but I said I would do it, right? That's exactly this Gemara Bar Mitzvah. This is the source of it, right? It's called mechusra emuna. So again, is it binding? But I'm saying that's the pshat. What does that mean? He dvarim kipshetim. Misha ina omer bidiburo chasra lo emuna. Right? If you are someone who is willing to change your words, you move things around, that's a lack of emuna. Kamisha yeshu emuna lo yitachin shlo yamidiburo. If you have real emuna, how could you go back on your word? Bidiyuk kamo sheish emes and yachol yos machav diburo. That's the pshat. Teva hamida hu I hishtanus. Im gamar omer mochrachu lekayim ina chalachser bidiburo. So again. So says Rav Yerucham, that's the biggest raya, that you're not really a maimon. A real maimon is someone who still stands by what he says, right? Because the idea is that amun is ihishtanus. It's this mida of not changing. So it leads to what I think, and again, this is all drush, but I think this is like one of my favorite ideas.
I don't completely understand it.
Yeah. What, the connection between the two?
Very nice qualities, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
What, why... What's the connection between
not being machlef
dibura God
So I think he's saying the mida of emuna be'etzem, right, is a mida of not of, of not being someone who's just swaying and changing, right? Why would I back out from what I said?
God's watching.
What? I don't even know. But I mean, I think it's the pshat is that if I'm not really a someone who's a, the mida, right, of like being like really like deeply attached to what I'm committed to, right? If I'm willing to just like say one thing and then do something else, right? Yeah, flaky. Yeah.
I don't see the connection.
You're saying you would be flaky if you're not in the Chaveiro and have a Muna Nakadosh
Baruch Hu. I'm like, well, why wasn't he saying that and the Mida of Muna is someone who doesn't talk about Shmar? I mean, like, what, why?
So I think he's saying the connection between MS, that's how I'm understanding it. MS, right? The Mida of MS is the Mida of that Mida being attached to. Sure it is. Well, we've seen the like three different sources that MS and Muna are used interchangeably in these Muna for sure. It's Davar Shekayim, right?
With regard to one thing. Okay.
Yeah, where
is it? I've heard people differentiate between emuna and bitachon.
Yeah,
and bitachon is more like what we're saying, like whatever happens, I have faith, right?
Religious optimism.
So is that what he's saying? Right? Is he kind of?
I don't think he's saying. I think he's saying it's the internal mida of that I understand that what he's saying is that real deep emuna. Is that I'm committed to what I'm doing and I'm not being swayed by things that are happening outside of me, right? So in the way that he's applying it here, right, why would someone go back on their word? Let's just go for a second. Let's go through this for a second, right? If I tell Avram, right, I'm using that example because I think that's what he's saying. If I told Avram, right, that I'll take him to the airport tomorrow, right? So again, and then 5 minutes later, I get a phone call, right? And I'm, I have a business meeting. Can we meet you? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I'm supposed to drive Avram. Okay, fine, whatever. I can meet you tomorrow at 10 a.m., right? So what happened here? Either when I told Avram I'm gonna drive him, I wasn't really committed to driving him, right? I wasn't, like, committed to him. Or I was really committed to Avram, right? But now something better came along, right? And I'm willing to go back on that which I'm committed to. I think what he's saying is that midah be'etzem, right? That midah be'etzem is showing that you're not really a committed person, right? You're not really committed to what you're saying, right? If you're willing to say something and then so quickly go back on it, right? I think that's his point, that is be'etzem being megala, right? That in your core, right, you're not an ish emuna, right? You don't have real emuna. That, I actually know what he's saying. It is being megala that you're not someone who's committed to that which you're committed to, right? You're like wishy. Either you're wavering in your original commitment or you're wavering now based on something that's better that came along. I think that's exactly what he's saying. And I think that is true. Because I think that's what he's saying, right? Like, I'll give an example in my life of, like, something that, like, I was a big muster to me that I thought was, like, when I was very, it was many, many years ago. But, a friend of mine said, when I was, like, coming out of, yeshiva, would you work in this camp? Whatever camp. He said, would you work in this camp? I said, no, I wouldn't work in this camp. It's not an environment I want to be in. And he said, let's say I told you they'll pay you $10,000 to do this job in that camp. I was like, maybe I consider it. He's like, so you're like pathetic. I'm saying, well, you say you won't work in that camp, but then when $10,000 is on the table, right, you say you will work in that camp, right? So I think his point, which I think was a good muster to me at that time, was like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not really committed to it. You're committed as long as something better doesn't come along, right? No, but that's the point. That's the mida. That's the mida, though. But the point is that what is our midos are consistent. Now I'm saying the way I'm right.
But I can pick any midah.
What? But he's that. So I think that's what Rav Yochanan is saying. That the midah of emuna. If you didn't define what is the midah of emuna, what does it mean to have emuna? It means that I'm someone who's unwavering. And that's what he's saying. I'm unchanged. I'm unwavering. Right.
It's around where you get for me to be, but okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
at a loss here.
Really?
Anybody else understand?
I could see that as the core mida, the mida.
I think, in other words, you're saying, a person that has emuna, all right, he doesn't sway no matter what happens, and no matter what better thing comes along.
The mida of emuna is defined as exactly the mida of emuna. The mida. What's the mida? What does it mean to have emuna? That's what you're saying. The mida is. And that's something to go back to the Ramban and the Rashi for a second. It's davar shel kayim. It's something that's solid and firm. It doesn't move, right? Someone who's willing to go back on their word, I think that's what he's saying, is being megala amida, that they weren't firm in what they meant in the first place, right? Internally, right? Again, either the commitment itself wasn't that serious, right? Or the commitment was serious, but it could be swayed very easily by something else.
When you say go back, like, meaning like today I believe in Hashem and tomorrow I don't?
Maybe.
No, he's not saying
that. No, maybe that's exactly what I'm saying. No, that's the mida.
I agree with you.
Well,
you're just applying the mida.
No.
No, but it's applying the Mida, Avram, from point A. It's applying the Mida over here to the Mida Kodesh Baruch. That's what he's saying. Okay. That's what he's saying.
Obviously, there's something on this.
You know, it sounds like you make a commitment, take me to the airport. Ani ma'amin b'cha. That's what I've done, right? Ani ma'amin b'cha. So if you then pull that back, you've broken that amunah.
Yeah, but
that's your amunah. Me, but I think his point is that it's my mida of, like, you know, if I'm willing to change what I'm saying, that I'm not really committed to that which I'm
right,
saying.
Right, you're showing you're not consistent, right. So I can't trust you.
Right. Let's just do the last thing, and then we'll have Mark because the people here. But this is actually my favorite amunah source. We have 3 minutes. Okay, we're a little early. Okay, so my favorite amunah source is actually this Gemara and Brachos and this idea. There's Gemara and Brachos. There's Gemara in a few places that says that it says afilu rekanim shavecha maleim mitzvos kariman. The Gemara says that even the empty ones apply Yisrael for mitzvos kariman. And the question is obvious. Well, if they're maleim mitzvos kariman, so why the empty, right? So in the Sefer Bavali Mishkan Evna, he quotes Rav Pavorsky, which had such a beautiful idea in Amuna that I think is so powerful. And again, to me, it's a different angle of the same point. Maybe you like this angle better, Avram. It's a different angle of the same point to me, which I think is very, very powerful. He says, no, we'll go through it more. But Pavorsky explains the following idea. He says that what's different about a pomegranate than other fruits? In pomegranate, the seeds are all spread out, right? The pshat is that a person who does a lot of mitzvos, right? It doesn't mean he can't have mitzvos. It's not talking about olam haba. It's not talking about. It's saying that he's rake. It means that when things don't have a unifying force, right? So then, right? Then when they lack that unifying force, so ultimately it's empty, right? I could be doing this. I could be davening. I could do all those things, right? I'm grabbing mitzvos. That's beautiful. But if the mitzvos don't have that unifying force of emunah, of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way I would phrase it is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the emunah doesn't have within it the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's so nice that you're doing all these mitzvos, but you're rake, you're empty, right? Ultimately, you're etzem, you're empty, right? You're doing all these things, but it's not fulfilling on the inside, right? It doesn't fill you up, right? Because it doesn't feel unified by anything. And emunah is that unifier. That's exactly what he explains beautifully. That's what Amunah is. Amunah is the unifier of our lives, right? Where everything comes together, right? And that, to me, I know it sounds like a very different idea. In my head, maybe in my head is the wrong way. I actually think all three of these ideas are exactly the same thing. Because Amunah is that foundation. It's that Davar Shakayim. It's that centering force, right? That means that I don't sway when things come my way. When different things happen, that center force doesn't change, right? And it's the center force that creates that relationship, right? Which allows for the fact that when things come my way, I'm not going to be swayed, right? Meaning if I have that center force, if I have that amunah at its core, so all the things lean towards that center, right? But when you don't have that center force, and I actually really think, and we could talk more about this, I talk about this with high school kids all the time, I think this is actually only one of the biggest nakudas that's always missing, right? When people don't feel, they feel like it's empty, I feel it's not meaningful, it's because it's not meaningful, it's not relationship-based, it's not part of anything bigger picture, it just feels like you're grabbing a bunch of random things. Yeah, it does feel empty, right? You could be doing a lot of mitzvahs, it feels empty, it's like it doesn't have any center, any relationship that's at the core of it, so that's really the amunah, and I think it even links back to the Drash Saran, because that's really the idea of amunah. Amunah is, right, not just to believe that there's a God that exists, but that God is connected to me. I'm your God, I'm the one who's talking to you, these mitzvahs are connected to you, right? It's not just some amorphous, belief. Sorry, yes.
So